Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Got ahead of myself there for a second. Wednesday on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We have another great show for you this morning for this next hour. Around 9:30, we'll have Dr. Dan Thompson. He'll be in studio with us with K-State Vet Med and does so. If I was going to list all of his accomplishments and titles, I would run out of time. So I'll let him do that when he gets in. He's a busy guy, but good to have him back in. But right now, we're going to start off with Tara Clausen. She is with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you in. And we're talking just a little bit before we came on just about everything Big Brothers, Big Sisters does here. And really, I think what struck me most was just your coverage area, how much you deal with, how much more the workload's kind of increased over the years. And I'm sure it's always busy for you, but I'm sure when it gets in this time of year, it's even busier.
It is. It is, especially as we begin the school year. You know, we begin to reengage with our each of the schools in our community and working with the social workers and the teachers there so that we have the opportunity to share our focus, our mission with the families in the community so that we ensure that we're reaching those families who would benefit from our program overall.
And go ahead and go over some of those numbers with us again. You shared some of those right before we came on, but some pretty striking numbers, I thought.
Yeah, I can't say enough for the team that we have in place here in our office in Manhattan. The difference that the volunteers make for us ultimately is probably the success in our program. But as any of us know, from a business model, your employees can make or break you. And so the team that came on place in 2016 has been fantastic, really sticking with the mission and trying to move forward with creating those life-changing relationships. But in 2016, our program overall at the end of 2016 was serving 125 of our youth here in the community. And as of today, I checked this morning, we're serving 234. So definitely a growth pattern and definitely shows that we are reaching out to our families and trying to make a difference long-term with those children and ultimately making our community stronger.
And it's something that I think that's been pretty uniform across the spectrum when it comes to various organizations like Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Everybody's seeing kind of an increased need when it comes to folks who are in need, and that seems to be the case here.
Absolutely. You know, for our program, and probably what makes us unique, is we focus on that one-to-one relationship. So we're always focusing on that one child. We're looking for volunteers who will create mentoring relationships, guidance, be that advocate, be that friend, be there to celebrate, be there to be that angel on the ear instead of the devil on the ear when you come to that crossroad and you have to make a choice. So that's our focus, one child. So we're looking for lifelong relationships that will guide that. So ultimately, then what that does is creates opportunities for children to break some of those cycles that they find themselves in by through no fault of their own, poverty. You know, when you're a child and your parent is working two and three jobs to insure the bills, that's the life that you see day in, day out. And by creating a mentoring relationship with somebody outside of that opportunity or out of that life, you see different windows, you see different opportunities, and helps you maybe raise the bar that you didn't know was out there. How can I not find myself having to work three jobs through my lifetime to have the things that I want? What does it take to get into that professional role that I want? Or do I even know what those professional roles are?
Here with Tara Clausen with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Also remind folks, around 9:30, we'll have Dr. Dan Thompson will be in studio with us. And Tara, talk a little bit about the coverage area and maybe talk about that for a second. Then maybe just describe your role and your history with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yeah, I started with Big Brothers, Big Sisters about 2 years ago, I guess in September. So I'm just kind of approaching my anniversary with the program. But I've been in the Manhattan community since the late 80s. I came to attend K-State, and my husband and I love the community and have just made it our home. We're focusing on the growth and ensuring that we can create a sustainable program here in the Manhattan and Riley County communities. Our service area actually extends out to Dickinson County, Wabunsee, Pottawatomie County, all the way up to the Nebraska state line. But as any organization knows, you need to have a strong foundation where you start. And so we're hoping to maintain what we're doing here in Manhattan. And word of mouth, hopefully, we'll get to those other communities and we'll get some outreach. And maybe we can investigate that as we look, you know, into our long-term plan.
Do want to remind folks, as always on In Focus, phone lines are open, 75-537-1350. If you have any questions, comments, concerns that deal with big brothers and big sisters. And for people who are interested, and maybe let's go over a couple of the quick things, like maybe just some myths that you hear as far as big brothers, big sisters, and what it takes as far as getting involved, and maybe some things that people are just misunderstood on.
Yeah. Well, from a youth perspective, I want everyone in the community to know that our program does not have a fee to it. There's no charge to that. And while I can close my eyes and think of several people who have been that mentor for me in my life, whether it be the kind of professional I want to be, the kind of parent I want to be, the kind of individual I want to be, some of those relationships come innately through different activities that kids have. So not everybody needs our program to find that mentor, but those who don't have that opportunity, we want the opportunity to engage with them so that we can facilitate that to happen. The children, a lot of the children in our program are from single parent homes on free and reduced lunch, so living in that economic challenging area. We have children in our program who have incarcerated family members, so we have children in our program who are experiencing abuse, and we want to break those cycles. We want to change that so that as they become an adult, they know this is not the norm. What does it look like outside of that, and how can I be the kind of person I can be proud of or find myself outside of situations that create the cycle to continue to happen? So we really want our community to know that we're here as a program. We serve children ages 5 to 18. From a volunteer standpoint, we ask that our volunteers are 18 years old, a graduate of high school, and of course, child safety. We want them to pass the series of background checks that are necessary with any nonprofit or business working with children. We ask that they commit at least a year. If you can imagine some of the examples that I provided with our youth, we hope it's more than a year. You know, the difference you make in somebody's life can be very short term, but ultimately think about the people who've been a part of your life long term, and you still go back to them and ask questions, or you're still looking to them as a role model. And that's what we're trying to create here in Manhattan. We want those individuals who are a part of our community long term, who are going to be there from the beginning of that relationship, see them through the challenges of middle school and some of those experiences that come, and be a part of that graduation celebration, and looking to what's next after high school. Is it looking into opportunities that take you into post-secondary or other opportunities that allow you to be the kind of adult and individual you want to be?
Nobody does it alone, right?
Nobody does it alone. Absolutely. We've all had somebody give us just a little bit of help along the way.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it's like you look at it as far as those who volunteer, that the idea is to really help out these kids. But I'm sure volunteers get a lot back out of it as well, and that's fulfilling for them as well.
You know, absolutely. I think that's my favorite word, absolutely. But my husband and I actually are mentors. Our family is a mentor. So earlier I mentioned that our program focuses on that one child and making a difference in their life. But that comes in different ways. We match individual to child. We match a couple or partnership to a child. Or we match a family to a child. But again, it's all that one child is the focus. So, for example, my family is actually a family match for a 7-year-old. And he's got a great mom, very invested in his world. But she's a single mom at this point. And so what we can do and the experiences that we provide are just outside of their window at this time in their life. What's it like to have siblings? How do you come to consensus when you've got all these different people wanting to do all these different things? From an example of relationships and what that looks like, when he's a part of our world and we're doing activities together, he gets to see how I work and treat my husband, how my husband treats me. So ultimately, hopefully, we're setting a good example for what it looks like to be a couple, what it looks like to be in a relationship as he gets older and gets to that point in his life. So that's how easy it is to be a mentor, how easy it is to incorporate that into our lives, and how it's just the everyday things that make a difference. And we've gained so much from our experience with him. The joys of the simple things that as you get busy in your life, and as my kids have grown, I've forgotten how easy it is to celebrate those small joys and reinforce the positive behaviors and to be a part of just his world overall.
Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit maybe about how that match process works. And I know Big Brothers Big Sisters has an event coming up that we want to talk about as well.
Thank you.
More in Focus coming up with Tara Clausen of Big Brothers Big Sisters. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is